Hey guys, what's going on? I'm Max Bumgardner.
And I'm Clayton Black.
And you've just found the High Class, High Sass podcast. Today we'll be talking about some of the recent movies we've seen. We saw Theory of Everything. We watched Frank and the Robot last night. And we'll also talk about the saddest movie scene ever. Also, have you ever seen little kids at Starbucks? It's bothering me this week. I'll tell you a story I got about it. Korn music. You know, the band Korn. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It's underrated, people. Also, the story, Sexy Prison Escape. What's that all about? You'll have to stay tuned. And you've come across a good episode. We're going to be talking about the top 15 women list. Our specials we talked about last week, we will be breaking down our top 15 women list. All right, that's the intro. Let's do it. All right, so, anyway, I've been battling this, like, throat thing. I thought I was out of it. I was singing some mean Fall Out Boy Friday night in my car. And this morning, though, I went, because I don't know if you guys know this, I put my electronic drums back in my room. And so what does that mean?
It's a big ordeal here in the apartment.
Yeah, what does that mean? It means that I can record songs now, because I record my guitar, right? I can record my guitar, the audio track of it. Then I could record the drum track to it, and then I can come back and start singing and put it all together and make songs. And so I tried doing that this morning, just a little experiment, but I couldn't fucking sing it all because, like I said, my throat regressed, and it's just upsetting. I want to get my, I want to express my musical desires. And
yeah, just, I mean, I heard you practicing. What is it? Yesterday? Yesterday is when you actually moved it all in.
First day, yeah.
Yeah, well, a bit rusty, might I add.
I completely agree with you.
Well, and it's not your fault. I mean, you haven't played for what, months?
Oh, months? More than months. Yeah,
it hasn't been a year.
No,
so
it's been a long
It's been
time.
Months.
And yeah, you know, the other issue is, it's hard. For those of you who don't know, these aren't drums. They're not acoustic drums. They are electronic drums, and so they play through a keyboard. A keyboard amp, and it's not necessarily the most accurate sounding, and I get caught up in trying to tune things while I'm in the middle of it, and even the drums themselves aren't the most, they're not Rolands. Rolands are top of the line, everyone. And even when I play things, and even when I hit things right, you don't necessarily hear it, and it really bugs me and throws me off in the middle of a jam. Plus, it takes a lot, I mean, drummers know this. When you move things around, you have your Tom 3 over here, move to the left, and you've got everything situated the way you want to, and me playing yesterday was, like, just the way I had it set up, and I've got to tweak things, you know, move things to the inch to the left a little bit, raise the cymbal a little bit, raise the leaning height a little bit, you know.
Drum stuff, whatever.
Yeah. Well. But this morning I was doing pretty good. I'll say that. I'll get there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wasn't around for that. I was attending church with my grandmother, so I do it to make her happy.
I rock for Jesus on Sunday.
I don't go, man. I rock for Satan every day.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah. Except for Sunday morning. That's Jesus time, or Satan time.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so.
Getting that first story.
Which first one? Story. The when I had a blood bleed in a nursing home, or...
A what bleed?
Blood, nosebleed.
A blood bleed?
Well, every bleed.
I don't know, whichever you want to.
I don't know. I'll just complain. I'll stop complaining about my bloody nose for a little bit. They're back, baby. I hadn't had one for about a year, but when you get one and agitate my the lining of my nose, it gets real easy to agitate again. It's just damaged goods from here on out, and I got to be real careful and finesse.
Yeah.
Which, well, that's not how I live. It's not
going
to happen.
Yeah, you're not very finesse.
No,
not,
no way.
Not blowing it every 10 seconds.
No, all right. So let's just go into some movies we saw. So Clayton and I watched Theory of Everything last week early.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
I liked Eddie Redmayne in it because he was all shriveled up and shriveled and crippled and stuff. I mean, he really looked like Stephen Hawking. So he was good. That chick was okay. I forget her name.
Oh, yeah.
Felicity something?
Nope,
maybe?
I don't remember.
No?
I don't know.
No, I know you remember. Yeah. The score was good. It was good. Kind of.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything special.
Yeah. I'm sure Benedict did better. I'm going to try and find that next and watch his version. I'm gonna look that up.
I don't know. Like, I mean, as far as acting goes in general, Benedict is a better actor, but I think Eddie Redmayne really hit that, being all crippled up and smushed up, and he had like the shoulder lean too. He had a really good shoulder lean. You know how Hawking dips that left shoulder. So.
Yeah. Whatever, man. So last night we watched another movie that we both really enjoyed. Not to say we don't do things on our own, people. Okay, I'm just saying, as far as the podcast goes,
we have to watch the movies together so we can debate them on the podcast.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. How it goes, yeah. We watched. It's called Frank and the Robot. And Clayton introduced me to it. Really,
I heard about it. It's like this old jewel thief is living on his own or whatever, It didn't say he had, like, dementia or Alzheimer's or anything, but it really seemed like it. He was forgetting a lot of stuff, and his son bought him this robot to, like, hang out with. And
set in the near-distant future. And the robot was very functional. It was, like, what you'd want a caregiver robot to be. Like, you could do dishes and stuff, and he had, like, he'd ask things to do. And
they're real cool, but really got me. I mean, I like robots. I like the idea of robots. I like progression into the future with probably having robots do stuff for us. And I think it was actually Stephen Hawking said that we have to tread lightly with robots, like they could, develop artificial intelligence and destroy us. But I'm not sure how far into the future that will be. I don't think we'll ever see it.
Okay. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about Benedict and him being Stephen Hawking. The movie is from 2004. It's called Hawking. That's it. It was a BBC television film about exactly what, I mean, the same exact thing, just his early life. And
Did it go through all of his life, or was it just?
No, it was about his early life and his struggle against the motor neuron disease. And it actually got a lot of acclaim, is over there at least. They loved his performance as Hawking. Of course they did. He was it was nominated for Best Single Drama in the BAFTA TV Awards in 2005. So it was a TV. It wasn't a movie. That's the thing. He won the Golden Nymph for Best Performance by an Actor in a TV Film or Miniseries. Received his first nomination for BAFTA TV Award for Best Actor. So it was also the first portrayal of Hawking anywhere ever. So great job, Benedict. Let's just give him a round of applause for being a great person, great actor, and just even, I mean, back then, I was, you know, he was early in his career. What was that, 10,
I mean, 11
years
ago? I
don't
know how
old
he is now. Yeah,
he's like mid-30s.
That was 11 years ago.
Mid-30s. So, yeah, that. I don't know.
So he's like late.
Trying to dig that up. He is 38 today.
He's 38. So.
Not that it's his birthday, but. So there, now we know. What are we talking about, robots?
Late 20. Oh, I don't know. I like robots. Robots are cool. That's my view on robots. And I was looking before, just, you know, surfing on Zite or whatever, and I found this this article from Scientific American, a robot scientist discovers potential malaria drug. The robot's name is Eve, and running some experiments and stuff, it found a chemical called TNP-470, which effectively targets an enzyme that is a key to growth of Plasmodium vivax, one of the parasites that causes malaria. So, I mean, that's just another thing, you know, artificial intelligence, you know, advancing and stuff. But I don't think it'll be anywhere in the near future that robots take over the world. Definitely,
I don't think they will.
Definitely pro-robot.
It's just like Watson. If anyone watched the Jeopardy stuff, when Watson was the contestant against Ken whatever and the other really good Jeopardy player, and he won, and how Watson's main, his job is going to be a medical doctor, a diagnosis, and they're just able to do a lot more, a lot quicker than us as far as those protein shits, and I can't talk right about
that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's really cool.
Let's do it.
Why would they want to destroy us? Maybe I could see, like with pollutants and stuff that were damaging the environment.
But that doesn't even affect them. So
yeah, that's true, but maybe they could, and yeah, exactly, like, if we're destroying it, then we're just going to kill ourselves. It doesn't affect them. They can live in the desert.
Maybe they'll support us doing it. Maybe that's what they're doing, making us get so lazy right now with our gizmos and gadgets.
That could very be. Mm-hmm. It could very well be.
iPods are all aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, yeah.
Another fun fact, I'm reading, I'm on, now I'm on Cumberbatch's Wikipedia, which is bad news for us. We'll be here for probably half an hour. He got, he won best actor in a play for Frankenstein.
Really? Best actor for what?
Like, that's what I'm going to find out now. What? Was he Frankenstein? Let's find out.
No, like, who gave him the award?
Oh, where's that at?
Let's see. Obviously, it was in Great Britain.
Lawrence Oliver Award for Best Actor in a Play. Society of London Theatre. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty...
So that'd be in the 2000s. Let me try and find where he's at. Control find. Control F, people. That's a very useful tool if you don't know how to use it. You can search for anything on a website page.
I don't know.
He was Frankenstein. Holy shit. The scientist.
He was Frankenstein.
Okay, and there's a slash, so I'm confused. Victor Frankenstein. So, and it's like Benedict Cumberbatch must have been the scientist. Johnny Lee Miller, whoever that was the creature. And so, oh no, that's 2012. What?
2012.
What?
Still dabbling a little bit on the West End.
My man. So proud of him. All right, here, I'm gonna close this out for the sake of the world. Speaking of movies, recently watched Face Off. Last weekend, right?
Oh boy, yeah, Face Off. I don't know. This is earlier in the week, I think.
Yeah, never mind. I was watching some weeknight, and I experienced the saddest movie scene I've ever seen in my life.
It was
during Face Off. I'll set the scene. Okay, so you're at a dock. Okay, it's a really nice, beautiful day at a dock.
Sunny. Yeah. Doesn't seem too hot. Yeah. It's not chilly because everybody's got shorts on.
Water's lightly moving around all majestically, and just a nice day. And there's this guy. He's loading up his boat, ready to take off.
He is about to have a good time.
Yeah, he's loading up his boat, and you can see on the boat, very specifically, Cheetos. A bag of Cheetos. He had a basket full of snacks, and one of those.
He also had maybe some Corona. It was some sort of beer. It was a lighter.
Yeah.
Beer.
He was loading up his boat with great snacks. I saw Cheetos, beers of some sorts, probably drinks, whatever.
I think I saw Ho Ho's.
Oh,
I think Ho Ho's were right next to it.
Yeah, this is what we're dealing with, people. So he's now saddest scene. You're wondering. So he's got this stuff loading up. He's loading up his boat, and all of a sudden, and it must have been a Nick Cage as Johnny Travolta. So Johnny Travolta's body.
Travolta's
body. I don't know if you've seen the movie. I'm not going to try to explain it to you, but
they switch faces.
Evil John Travolta's body.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is inside it. Okay.
Well, Nick Cage is the bad guy. John Travolta is the good guy. They switch faces so that John Travolta can go undercover. So that means John Travolta has Nick Cage's face. So now Nick Cage is the good guy and John Travolta is the bad guy. And then John Travolta wakes up out of a coma and shit goes awry.
Right.
So now, John Travolta's the bad guy. Nick Cage is the good guy.
For the sake of him in your minds.
Yeah. So
he rolls up and he's running from Nick Cage.
Yeah.
And he's running from him right now. He's at the dock running away. And what did he shoot the guy? He shot this guy.
He turned to him. He did not even say, you know, give me your boat, get out, whatever. He just turned to him. And fucking blew him away.
Mm-hmm. Blew him away. Falls off to the side of the boat. Into the water. He's presumably dead.
Definitely dead.
He takes his boat. Gone. So this guy. It's the best scene I've ever seen in my life. Oh, and as he's taking off, you know what flies out of the goddamn boat?
The Cheetos. The Cheetos fly out.
Like, you see them in the air. And then they're just landing in the water getting all wet. You see that. And so that is the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. This guy is about to have a great time. Don't know if he's meeting people, whatever. But completely... The saddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was really horrible. It was horrible.
Then later,
wait. You forgot to mention Nick Cage comes up. Now he didn't kill the dude, but he like threw him out of the boat. He just like jacked his boat, and he also had snacks and beer in his boat.
Oh, yeah, lots of poor, watery, disgusting floating Cheetos.
Snacks and beer. Like these dudes were going to have a good time, and just fucking ruined.
Terrible. I was pretty upset. And then, I mean, that's not even to talk about how he destroys the boat in the process of all this.
Oh, so, yeah. Both boats end up exploding.
Very good. Like those, very well.
The one guy who's dead, which, I mean, I guess the boat doesn't really matter now, but and there's a living guy who's on that dock who's been thrown out of his boat, who's now missing his beer and Cheetos and other snacks, and now his boat's exploded too.
Terrible.
You better have boat insurance. He probably does. I don't know the rules on boat insurance. You probably have to have it if you have a boat.
I wonder if you do have to have it. Probably, huh?
And then again, I don't know. Like, not everybody has a boat. I don't think you don't see too many boats like run into each other either. So,
oh, I wish we could. My grandma might know. She has a boat. Should we call her up?
She has a boat.
All right, I'll call her up. Well, she had a boat. She didn't have a boat, but my grandpa did. So we'll give her a call here.
Does she? Do they still have it?
No,
no, because I haven't seen it.
No, she sold that. She describes a boat as a money pit. So we're gonna call my grandma here.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
We'll put her on speaker here and see what she has to say. Shouldn't be too busy. Probably answer the phone like this. Yes. Okay, ready?
Yes,
ma'am. Hi, Grandma.
Oh, this is close.
I've got a question about boats. I thought you might know.
About what?
Boats. Boats.
Boats? B-O-A-T-S?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Get it a little bit closer here.
Okay, so when you have a boat, do you have to have any sort of insurance for the boat? Boat insurance?
Is it, like, mandatory? It's mandatory?
I don't think that it's mandatory, but it's a good idea to have boat insurance because if you have it sitting at a dock or at your... Well, of course, if you have it in your house, but... we had insurance because if you have it at a dock or a marina...
And Nick Cage comes along and blows it up.
Yeah. A lot of them take the tail end of the engine off.
The propeller?
Starboard. Okay. Well, that's it. That's my question. So it's not. You don't have to have it like a car.
You don't have to have it. Is it just like a fishing boat or something? Most people. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, but you still have to register it and stuff. Get plates.
Okay, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know about fishing boats, but I know on the 16-foot cabin thing, we had to take the Coast Guard or the Mosquito Lake, whatever, squadron or somebody or other. they're called boat safety courses, and I think you're required to, I'm not real sure about that, but yeah, they've made some rules and regulations on boats now.
Okay. All right.
A little stricter.
Oh, no. It was just literally, I was just wondering if you have to have it. We were wondering.
I don't believe you do on certain things, but on the bigger ones, yeah. You know, like if you're just getting a 14-foot, I don't think most people get insurance on that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
All right. Okay.
You can. It's a good idea. Especially, you know, if you're standing in the yard and somebody comes up. Hooks onto the trailer that
floats
on and it disappears. It's like,
oh man, Grandma has a lot to say.
She always does.
And the motor's usually
more
stuck
in a stupid boat. She's going right along. Yeah.
All right, Grandma, that's my only question. I'll let you be.
More than you wanted to know. Yes. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. Bye. I love you.
Love you.
Oh, there you go, people. Straight from the horse's mouth.
I mean, you learn something every day.
Yeah.
And today it was about boat insurance.
Always use your resources, people. You think you know someone who knows, use them.
Grandmas have a lot of wisdom.
Mm-hmm. I think. All right. Okay. So, yeah, that was the saddest scene ever. So, next on the agenda, according to the order of things, is a story I have about Starbucks. Now, I don't know how many of you go to Starbucks. But
I'm probably going later today.
Yeah, I mean,
I got to finish up some studying.
I work in the mall, and so I go to Starbucks at least once a week. I try not to, just because I make it myself and all, but end up going there at least once a week. And you probably, if you go there, maybe you've seen this, maybe you haven't. But what I see a lot of is, okay, you got these mothers, single, whatever, maybe not, I don't know, but they bring along their kids for whatever they're doing that day, go to the mall, whatever, I don't know, but they bring their kids and they get Starbucks too. Like, they go to Starbucks and the kids get in Starbucks, and these kids are like 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old. What happened to me this week was there's this girl, this little 7-year-old, 8-year-old girl, and she had like a purse and just this little girl with a purse, and she goes in line. She was alone. She wasn't with her mom or anything. She was.
Wait, how old was she? Like
eight. Yeah, like eight, she was like 8 years old.
I remember when I was 8.
Wearing like a pink shirt, Like, I mean, just like this little girl, okay? And she's in line on her own. It's her turn. And she orders this, like, large ice something.
Was it something like, fucked up? Like, it's got like 100 different
things. Oh, yeah.
Like a bunch of different pumps.
Oh, yeah. But it was a coffee and it had a bunch of stuff in it. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, my God. This little girl, first of all, she has money. I didn't have money when I was 7. Not much. And she's going to Starbucks, which means she's learned to do that through someone. Hopefully not on her own, but anyway, she's at Starbucks ordering this the big giant iced coffee, and I just think that's crazy.
I don't know. I think she's a strong, independent 7-year-old, and she can do as she pleases. I don't. Where did you see the mom at all?
No. Well, actually, there's a twist to this story. So she's like ordering these things, and she pays like $7 for whatever the hell she got. I mean, it was huge. This thing she got, it was ridiculous. And I was going to go up to the cashier and go, oh, I wonder if she drove here too, because she was just, it was insane. It was like, it was not real. Like this thing she was saying, and like she ordered, she like also got like a pastry and like was, she like knew exactly what things were called.
I thought the coffee was going to be like $7.
I couldn't quite hear her because she had a little girl voice. She was like, I have a mucka neck, you know, venti on the money, and also have a pink pastry over. And she like knew exactly what things were, which was terrifying. She was on her own. No, she needed no priming.
Well, obviously she's a frequent Starbucks goer.
So she goes to get the wait for the drink or whatever. She like told her name. I don't remember her name. I wouldn't tell you anyway. But she eventually gets the thing. It took a long time to make whatever they had for her.
Naturally,
and I just got a plain coffee. That's what I get. And then she takes off. I'm like, oh my god. She's like walking through the mall with this purse. She's like trying to be a modern woman.
Maybe she got it for like her mom.
But yeah, it's exactly the thing. She walks over to one of those things in the middle of the mall where you walk, where they're selling like purses or lotions.
Thing, yeah,
and she like, and she gives it to like the worker, and she's like, yeah, and she's like, the worker's like pumped, and she gives it there. So I was like freaking out. But that, I have seen it to where these kids are going and getting Starbucks. I have see it all the time. But
so it wasn't hers.
In this case, it wasn't. But I almost walked over to her and was like, you scared me with that little girl. What the hell? Like, I thought she was ordering all that, but I didn't do it. I don't have time for all that.
I don't know. I don't find that too scary. It just is weird. And that's kind of society progressing.
No, here's why I don't like it. I already get annoyed about white women, like just white teenagers at Starbucks, okay? And you're starting this shit when they're 8 years old, 7 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been going on for a while.
I mean, that little girl's going to, first of all, she had to felt real good. She was pumped that she helped out her sister, whoever. Whoever she helped out get that drink for. She now associates Starbucks with good things. She's going to go back there. She's going to become that white Starbucks girl that everyone makes fun of with Ugg boots and all that stuff.
Well, Ugg boots, I mean, everyone has that. Black girls have those. Asian girls have those. They're just, everyone has those.
We're just creating Starbucks girls, and it's just annoying. I don't like seeing it happen, and at such young age.
And it's going to spike obesity, too, because nobody just gets normal coffee. Mm-hmm. They get sugar-filled.
Well, I do.
Nastiness. Well, exceptions of you.
I am always an exception, everyone.
Yeah.
So that happened.
He's exceptionally queeby.
No, I'm not.
That's the most.
I have seen it. I mean, like families will just always go in with their kids, and their kids are getting something at Starbucks, and I don't know how I feel about that. But what's the right now? I'm doing the Kerbet, drinking the tea right now. Just that's none of my business.
Oh, did you say Kerbet?
Probably. I meant Kermit.
Yeah. I hate that thing, though. I don't know how that even started.
Some clever individual.
Yeah.
All right, next on my talking agenda. Corn music.
Oh.
You guys ever hear Corn?
O-O-O.
K-O-R-N. Maybe you capitalize the R.
Backwards. They do. Backwards capitalize L.
Oh, see?
So it's like a Russian R or something.
Corn never... I mean, I listened to a little bit of Korn. They had some popular songs.
I definitely listened to Korn back in like 7th or 8th grade.
I
remember my cousin got some Korn Greatest Hits CD. I don't know what drove him to do that. Probably listening to Rock 104 or one of those butt rock stations. And, I mean, we all had our butt rock phases. Let's not lie to ourselves.
I dare say I
did. Are still into butt rock?
Whoa. Excuse what? No.
Well, I don't know. Last time I checked, you had some finger on your eye, too.
Listen, that's not mine. I was giving 3,000 songs from a very good friend of mine, and there was not nitpicking as to which ones I got. It was just all or nothing. So I got them all. Mm-hmm. Happened to be some finger on there. I never put finger is not on my iPod or anything.
You deleted it off the iTunes?
It never got on there. But it is on my iTunes. That is true.
It's on your iTunes.
It is on my iTunes. I can't deny
that. Why didn't you delete it yet?
Well, I just, listen, when have you had time to go through 3,000 songs? Let alone, first, the real reason is, I haven't played
3,000 songs.
Here's the real reason. Yeah, but have you gone, okay, let's say you're given.
Yes, I've gone through them.
But were you given 3,000 songs at once to go through?
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And also, would you want to play Finger? I know what Finger is.
And I would just immediately delete
it. Five Finger Death Punch, by the way. I don't know if you mentioned that. It's a band.
It's Five Finger Death Punch, I guess.
There's a reason. That I saw Finger on that. Within that, it came up eventually when I was dragging things over to what I actually wanted, and I didn't even play it because I know what Finger is, and I don't want to listen to it. So there's a lot of reasons why I didn't.
So wait, was it just in like a file? I thought it was actually like I thought it. You played it through iTunes because you were like looking at it. I know you played one of the songs just to probably like jokingly
know
what it was about.
No, I really didn't. Time.
Well, no, I was in there and you played one.
A Finger?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe once or to show you I had Finger or something, but or maybe to mess with you.
Probably.
But
I mean, well, yeah, you know what? I think I walked into your room and you...
I mean, you've never caught me listening to Finger is my point.
Oh, no, I've never walked in on any fingering.
That's why I don't have a butt rock. All right, I'm saying that.
Well, and I'm just saying we all had our butt rock phases back in 7th and 8th grade.
I don't think I did.
I mean, you had corn on your MySpace.
That's true.
Corn's butt rock.
I did have some corn on my MySpace, but I didn't have an album or music. I mean, MySpace, you know how you could only really choose the songs you could find? Remember that? You had to find the page. I also had a lot of Backstreet Boys as my profile song. And,
that's just fine.
Led Zeppelin and stuff like that. But
I don't think I ever deleted my MySpace. I looked at Go.
Oh, mine's on there somewhere.
Yeah, I couldn't delete it because from what I made it with the email address, like my mom made that email address for me and then she like deleted it, so it's like I can never delete that. I think it's private though.
I'm gonna try and find my MySpace right now and see what song on there.
Oh,
MySpace,
you know, and go to me and find out what I have on there. I guarantee there's a bunch of
Max Powers. I had successfully changed my name to Max Powers before I left it, and
it wasn't Max Frost.
Oh, look at this. This is a All right, yeah, I got like a nice little rain kind of background. Oh, what is this? Maybe like a storm kind of background. Me in a football uniform, of course. Getting all the, when you know, they count your photo views back then, so you know, get all the girls and all that stuff. Let's see here.
Oops. Photo views?
Yeah, remember to tell you like how many like 301 photo views or whatever.
Nah, I don't. I seriously don't remember like anything about MySpace.
Top 8. I had moved up Sean to number 1. You're number 3 on here.
That's pretty bold. Yeah.
He's not playing any music though. We must have changed everything.
I think whatever my top was, I think I had a top 4. It's pretty disgraceful.
Oh, let's click on it then. I got you here.
Yeah, click on.
Okay, so Clayton Black, I want you to imagine. First of all, he's wearing a Rush shirt. Good.
I'm wearing a Rush shirt.
You are sitting on one of those things in the mall for kids to ride and put the quarters in.
Oh, I'm like riding.
Yeah, you've got like your hand back in the air and you're looking up.
It's like I'm
bored.
Yeah.
And this is a restricted profile. Only confirmed connections can access this profile. I think I have to sign in is the issue here. I'm going to sign in.
Oh, shit. Yeah, see, okay. Okay, I'm not so... All right, mine was private, and I'm glad about that. That way nobody can
I don't think mine is.
See it. No. You don't think yours is private? No, I mean, you were just looking at yours. I don't think it's private. I think my last background was John Lennon giving a peace sign.
Oh, we'll find out shortly.
No, we all
okay, so he is a... You won't be able to see this, but www.myspace.com/Clayton is sweet.
Naturally.
Here's some music. Oh!
What the?
Girls Guys.
Girls Guys was on my thing?
Yes, Missing You, featuring Wonder Dog.
I think that was the first Wonder Dog song.
How about that?
Oh, that's Zach right there, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Missing You got lost.
What? Go to Wanda's part. I can't remember that rap at all.
Missing You, baby. Oh, this is good.
Wow. I think we did this our junior year? Is this junior year?
We
made CDs and we sold them to a couple people, too.
Well, I don't know if we actually ended up selling them.
I thought we sold at least one. I know we had a bunch of people want them.
That's true. I don't think we ever sold them, though, because who actually would have bought one? Oh, here you come.
I don't know.
Oh, no, that's me.
No, that's you.
All right, I'll try to... Don't it to
hold you tight. So that's my first song that plays on MySpace.
At the moment.
How about that?
All right, it's kind of buffering, so I'll try to get to the Wonder Dog part, but Oh, no, I think I actually accidentally went to the Girls Guys song page, which...
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, here we go. Okay. He sat in the rain. I remember that part. Still sat right here in the rain. Track. I fuck your bitch ass like a yak. I'm so sad right here in the rain. Y'all motherfuckers can't feel my pain. I fucked a sleazy asshole last night, but I'll bite niggas throat like dynamite. I'll rip your balls off with my hand. I'll cut another nigga like Charles Manson. Oh, I'd cut him like Charles. So my girl left me. Now I'm all blue. But I'm fucking a new bitch and cover her in my man goo.
Oh, that's yeah. Right, yeah.
Bitch hurts my feelings. Oh man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the classic, man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Foot job.
Bitch, you are so fucking crazy. It's too bad that I disemboweled you and shit on your cat. I'm sorry, baby. Sorry, I'm apparently after I your cat, baby. Apparently after I fucked that girl, I cut her guts out and then shit all over her cat, so
oh yeah.
I think that was my best rap. I think that was my best rap ever.
That, yeah, I mean that made you. You Wow, I'm glad we did. This was a good idea to go to MySpace.
Wait, now, hold on. What other songs do I have on there, first off?
Well, Girls Guys is on here. Wonder Dog's on. Okay, Back Here's on here, but Wonder Dog's not on Back Here. That's just their cover of Back Here by B.B. Mac? Well, it is B.B. Mac.
Yeah.
Okay. Kiss from a Rose featuring Grant Rogers. No Wonder Dog on that. Tan Up My Heart. No Wonder Dog. Megan.
Well, but I did sing some. I was singing.
Oh, well, yeah. I thought you meant
yeah,
Wonder Dog.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about my page.
Oh, no. I'm not on your page
yeah,
anymore.
No. You're
okay,
on.
Okay, no. This is Girls, Guys. Let me try to go back. Because the problem is it just kind of went here. Let's see. Because the playlist is weird now.
Yeah, that's right. They they revamped all of MySpace like a couple years ago. Can you see my top right now?
No.
Can you tell me my top?
No, it's... What did I say it was? Clayton is sweet.
Clayton is sweet,
okay,
yeah.
I don't know how it got the Girls Guys, and it won't go back to you, but Clayton is sweet.
Yeah.
There we go. It's a little
high school.
There we go. Okay, your top eight. I am number one. Represent. Zach's two. Sean's three. Whoever's number four is gone forever from MySpace, so I can't tell you who that is. It looks like we got Preston at number four. Ed Slattery, number five. Should be using full name. Is that Garrett? Yeah, that's Garrett at number six. And Ryan. Ryan H at number eight. Or wait, yeah. Eight.
Well, you were good buddies there in high school. There at the end.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you can't see the music. I'm just ready for some butt rock to be on there.
It's at the bottom of the page, and there's no, like, it just shows you the first song. It doesn't show you all the other ones.
Can you hit, like, next?
I'm trying to, like, yeah, we'll hit next. See what next does. Back Here by Girls Guys. Tearing Up My Heart by Girls Guys. Well, maybe I'm just on them as a play. Oh, Megan's playing. Make Me Say. I don't know. Maybe I did this wrong.
That's whatever. Forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. So, yeah.
I think I had a lot of Zeppelin on there. Hmm.
I remember trying to go for butt rock when I had corn on there because I found like a fiery Satanist black background as my background for MySpace. Finding those backgrounds are the best. I love MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
MySpace greater than Facebook. I'm here to tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
I had a lot of fun in there. And I remember it had like fire was like everywhere and it was like and they had corn playing. I was being ironic, I thought, but I swear I really was never into butt rock.
Oh, well, that's a lie. But
prove it.
I have no proof now.
There is no.
That
proof.
Was years ago.
I never liked.
I don't know why.
In eighth grade, I was all Fallout Boy.
Like, I don't know why you won't just like admit it though. You liked butt rock.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Like what? What butt rock? I'll tell you.
Well,
if I liked.
Well, you did like. You did like corn.
No, did not.
You did like.
You say like corn.
You did like corn.
Listen,
you. I can't remember whether or not you were into Foo Fighters at all.
Oh, I did kind of like Foo Fighters. Yeah.
They weren't as butt rock back then.
They had the, you know, Best of You.
But they were still kind of butt rock.
Not like,
half butt rock.
Not like
yeah,
Breaking
they were still
Benjamin.
Kind of butt rock.
Let me tell you about Korn.
Oh, Breaking
Korn Benjamin. Was going on in my house no matter what I did. I knew Korn. Didn't necessarily seek them out. I knew System of a Down because my sister was all about System of a Down. Didn't necessarily seek them out. My dad liked them too and all that stuff. Butt rock was all around me, but I didn't associate myself with it. I guess by association I was there, but I mean, eighth grade I was all about MCR, FOB, what else did they have back then in eighth grade? Kind of like some alternative rock, kind of. There wasn't a whole lot. I was bad at music. I always have been. I found like older stuff back then. You made my iTunes back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
That was a bad musical period for us. Well, for me, for sure.
I didn't like rap back then, really.
I liked rap, but I mean, back then you had all the one hit rappers, you know, through the 2000s. They had like Chameleonaire. He had one.
I liked that song.
He had like one hit, and then what else did he put out? Chingy.
Yeah.
He had a couple hits, but I mean, he was only there for like a year, around for like a year. I don't know. Yeah, it was just overall a bad time for music.
I remember Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
That was popular. It was bad pop
Sunday.
Music.
That's what I remember in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. I didn't.
Taking Back Sunday, yeah. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus had the one song.
Yeah, the one song. I always bring them up. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I never even really got onto this corn topic. The point is about corn music is I think it should be used for anything related to the military.
Yeah.
When I think of corn music, I don't know. How did I bring this up the first time I described this?
I don't remember why you brought it up, but I do remember that it was like we were storming the beaches of like Europe
when I hear,
somewhere, like France, like Normandy or whatever. But like,
I don't know,
when corn starts playing, you imagine
when,
the military
whenever
corn coming.
Starts playing, I imagine military actions through the Navy or the Army or them doing something. So like, here,
just
I'm going to play you Freak on a Leash by Korn, okay?
Just think of you, like, a French person sitting on the beach just, you know, in the sun or whatever, and then this song starts playing because you see American ships off in the distance, like, coming towards you, and, like, hundreds of planes.
Korn is the perfect intro song for anything military-related.
Yeah, it's like just, the military's coming.
I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, what do they use now? They use the... Disturbed. He's Disturbed a lot, right?
Disturbed's fucking butt rock.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my god, I hate Disturbed. I have never liked
well,
Disturbed.
Neither have I, I'm telling you. Anyway, so this is Korn, Freak on a Leash. Just imagine. Here they come. You got a bunch of naval ships coming in the water. People are parachuting. It's like first person view.
And you're just sitting on the beach like, what the fuck?
Yeah, military stuff's going down. You could put this in any time period, too. Go ahead. Civil War. Gettysburg. They're fighting and stabbing each other and shooting each other right now. It's perfect.
It really is. It really embodies war in general.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is about corn music. And this video is the one with the bullets going through everything. I don't know if you've seen it. But let's pick another corn song. Just any of them. Let's see. What's right now? Is that a corn song that's big? Right now, doesn't matter. It's perfect for the military.
Yeah, like, here comes the military. They're
tanks.
Coming to get you.
Tanks are going across the desert right now. Like real fast and rugged, and the camera's shaking.
Yeah, there's sand flying everywhere because they're going over dunes
yeah,
and
is.
Shit.
Wow, the video for this is crazy.
What's going on?
This guy's like picking his nose, going up to his brain. He's like touching his butt.
That's,
doing
I
butt
don't
stuff.
Like that. I don't like that butt stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that song. I remember that one.
Uh-huh. Anyway, it's perfect military music. I don't know what it is. Falling away from the corn. Just let it go out for you. It's corn. But the military, you know. So I don't even know how the song goes, but let's just imagine these dudes are flying. Yeah, perfect, right?
Yeah, it's like during bombers, B-52s are coming in over, I don't know.
Let's pick Iran.
Where's our next place that we're going to take over? Iran? Syria?
Probably Syria.
China? We're going to go to war with... No, Russia. Russia, that's it. So just our big B-52s are about to fly over Moscow.
Nope.
They're coming.
Oh, now they're coming. There they are. You see them in your mind?
Uh-oh. The pilot, he's looking mad.
Yeah, he's looking
mad. Pilot's pissed.
You see, he's looking at things in his sights. He's aiming at stuff to shoot. Now he's shooting.
He hates Russia.
He's shooting now.
He hates Russia because it's not America.
Exactly. All right, that's enough of that. But that's how I feel about corn music. You pick any corn song.
You're right. I'm glad you came upon that.
I mean, I was having Coming Undone. Like, that just...
I don't remember what... I mean, you were sitting in the chair, and I was laying on the couch.
And I started laughing maniacally.
Yeah,
for no reason.
You started laughing. It was during one of those movies we were watching.
Yeah, I just started laughing maniacally. And then, you know, he'll kind of look over me like, what are you doing over there? And like, oh, listen, I just came up with something. And then I did...
And it was...
This is it.
It was that.
And I think I'm right. And... That's that. Okay, so we've got two more things left on the agenda. Well, technically three, but two subjects. The next one is that news story I was telling you about a little bit ago. I preference.
Oh, the prison break?
Sexy prison escape, okay? This is one of the most favorite stories I've read in a while. It's really good, okay? So here's what happened. I'll read you the title. Dozens escape. And this is from, I'll try to give credit to these things in case we somehow break some sort of, this is from BuzzFeed News. I'm looking for an actual Jim Dalrymple II or something. Yeah, he's got a nice, bowler hat, red hair. Anyway, dozens escape Brazilian prison after two women seduce drug guards. Yeah, baby.
See.
So what happened?
It's very easy to trick a man with a hot woman.
Here's what
but, like, first off, I'd like to say that. Like, if you've got, like, a nice set of titties and, like, a big old round ass and your face is, like, even decent, you can trick a man so easily.
Yeah, I don't know why you
like
people,
I am here to tell you.
Do it more often. So, again, this is a Brazilian prison. Here's what basically happened. I'll just sum it up. Well, I'll give you the article. More than two dozen inmates in this Brazilian prison escaped through the front doors of their jail Thursday after two women... dressed up in sexy police uniforms, walked in there and they seduced the guards with drugged drinks such as whiskey. They arrived late Wednesday night or early in the morning on Thursday, and they convinced the guards to leave their posts, have some whiskey with them, and just kind of hang out. Okay, and they were and it shows you. I wish I could show you this picture. It shows you what they were wearing. It was more or less lingerie. It was like. Just black, like leathery-ish looking, barely any clothes at all. And there's a little visor that says Policia on it. And like, there's barely any clothes here. And they're just wearing like this lingerie. And they're just like, come drink with us. Now, the twist is one of these women was the boyfriend of one of the prisoners in this prison. And so they flat out, they went into this prison sexily, seduced them with spiked whiskey. They promised they wouldn't, you know, well, let's have some fun. We're going to, you know, screw your brains out and all that. And the Bruno Amorim is the 18-year-old that planned the escape within the prison, having his girlfriend come in and then another one. And he was serving time from attempted murder.
Did they ever catch them? Did they catch them?
They have recaptured 11 of the escaped inmates.
What about Mr. Bruno?
I don't think they found him yet. No.
Or either of the girls? Were there two girls, did you say?
There was supposed, yeah, two came in.
And they didn't... Oh. Wow.
Yep. And they are...
I mean, and that shows you how easy it is to trick a man.
Uh-huh. So these guards, I don't think it says how many guards, but I think it was just two. It shows you the picture of the guards who were seduced. So there's this guard, and he's got his pants off, and it's blurred out. shows you the women who actually came in too, but he's like lying horizontally on a vertical bed. His pants are just off. He's nude. He's got a shirt on. His head's just in between the wall and the bed. He's just like, he's just done. He's been drugged. And I wish I could say, I think it was definitely more than one guard that this happened to. And so they're being charged with negligence right now. And I just love that story. That is a great story.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how you could charge them with negligence. They were tricked. It was you go ahead and have whoever's charging them, have that judge be like seduced by like two scantily dressed women providing yummy whiskey and stuff, and you're going to get tricked too. You're going to fall under their evil woman trap. It's just
28 got out. Three wardens, naked and handcuffed. They were naked and handcuffed. Two things. That's what these women did. Three of them. Oh, I love it. I love it so much. Right out the front door. And I guess, like, not even, like, so I guess some prisoners didn't leave because they didn't want to break the law again or whatever. So
yeah, added more time.
That's so funny.
Any of those dudes who got caught,
I guess she told them. They found the women who did it. So they drugged them. They found the keys. They unlocked all the prisoner cells. She told in a new conference, okay, no, this is like whoever ran, and they just said the plan was to seduce them with cheap whiskey, which they did.
Wait, so they caught the women?
You know what? I'm not sure. The inmates took three 12 caliber rifle shotguns, two 38 caliber revolvers, and a Munitin? Munitian? What's that? So, yeah, that's that.
This is also in Brazil, though, yeah. So. How secure are Brazilian prisons? Any South American prison, I feel, is like not too secure. Maybe Argentinian ones. I think they have the most going on for them right now.
Apparently.
But, okay. Not Brazil.
How long, where are we at time-wise?
46:50.
Right. Doing good. So we've got, we'll get into the topic of women now. Might as well.
Yeah.
We can deal with, so Clayton and I are pretty handsome, cunning gentlemen.
Definitely.
Last night we proved this.
Yeah.
My mom had a birthday this week, so we took her to Lone Star, and I invited Clayton to come along. He knows her. He hangs out with her, not by choice, but it just happens.
Hey, she comes over here. I don't want to go in my room. I feel that's rude, so I just kind of hang out with Max and his mom in the room. So.
And so we had this real perky, peppy waitress. Her name is Caitlin. And she was just real cute and nice to us, and we were just seducing her throughout the whole entire.
Yeah, just naturally.
What was the first thing I told you? I fed you that line from across the table.
Oh yeah, you fed me the line. Oh,
what was it?
You said that you were covering your mom's check.
Yeah.
And then
yes.
Ian Price said that he was covering his check and Morgan's check, and then you were like wording it to
me. Said,
like as
it came to me, I was like, "We're together. I've got her," and then. They were doing something, and I mouthed over Clayton, "I've got you," right? Is that it?
Yeah, say, and
you're on mine,
check.
Yes.
You're on my check.
And you're on mine.
And so I turned to her, and I said, "And you're on my check." And she started giggling, and she's like, "Oh, well, that's good, because I haven't eaten today, and I'm really hungry or something." See.
And earlier, Clayton had ordered a drink and had to show her ID, and she was like, "Oh, good, you're only 2 years older than me."
Yeah, which means I'm 23, so that means she's 21.
Yeah, okay. So she kind of showed some interest throughout all this. And
yeah.
Throughout the dinner, it was like she was asking about who we were and stuff. She was real confused.
She's giggling lots. And at one point, what was it? She tried to pick something up off the table. Or
oh, yeah,
she,
my shining moment.
She like, was like juggling it around, and like because we're both so handsome, like she
yeah.
could not even contain no. herself. Like she couldn't even like – get anything right.
So at the table, it's my mom on the left, I'm in the middle on the one side, and then my sister's to my right, and then the other side is Clayton and Ian, my sister's boyfriend. And at one point, she's like, "So who is everyone?" And we had to explain, like, "This is my mom, it's my sister." Okay, like, "This is my mom right here." And she's like, "Well, then who's that?" Pointing to my sister to my right. And I was like, "That's my sister." She's like, "Oh, what the hell was she thinking?"
I made my remark on you guys having the same exact teeth.
Yeah, which there's truth to that, yeah.
But she... said something about her teeth.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Something they're similar to her brother, maybe? I don't know. Something like that.
Some, or her uncle or aunt. Or maybe, I don't. You know what? I can't really remember what she said. But Hers are similar to someone in her family.
Yeah, so she was like all over. She seemed curious as to who everyone was. She wanted to make sure. She wanted to know who was single, I think. She's like, who's. Because she pointed at my sister, like, that might be my girlfriend. And I'm like, no, it's not. And she's like, oh. What the.
I just remember a little later, like, it was kind of like after the dinner when she brought that brownie to your mom. I really should have said what I was thinking. She said, oh.
Hold on. Oh, wait.
What?
Well, I want to go in order. We didn't do my phone yet.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? Go ahead with your phone. We might as well go in order.
So I can't help it, right? So these lines, these stupid, terrible, awful, not pickup lines, but just like...
Queeby lines. They're queeby,
just
cheesy lines.
Girl lines, like, you're cute, you know. I mean, as soon as it popped in my head, I mouthed it to Clayton, like, tell her, and you're on mine. Just do it. And you know, it just happens immediately. And so during the dinner, my phone was like in between my crotch because I don't like it in my pocket. I don't like how it's all in there and making things all tight and like not flexible. And so I just had it shoved in my crotch because I couldn't put it anywhere else. And it fell out. It just kind of like plopped down on the ground. And she heard it. She was there. She's like, oh, what fell? And she like immediately swoops under at the table to try and find see what fell. And immediately in my head, I started laughing. I think you saw this. Everyone saw me just immediately start laughing. I closed my eyes and like put my hand on my forehead. I was laughing because I was debating on whether or not I should say the following, which I did. She pops back up. And I was like, well, my heart for you. That's what she said. What dropped? My heart for you. And she just like looked at me and like had this like her mouth opened up like in awe. Like, she was just, I couldn't believe I just did that cheese. And then she said, that was awesome. She held up her hand to, like, high five, which I did. And she seemed to really enjoy it. I don't know if she was just being, I had fun. I was laughing. I wasn't, like, serious. But that happened. I thought that was really enjoyable. They're just in there. This cheese. This constant cheese. And then she eventually brought me, yeah, you can go to the brownie.
Oh, yeah. Then she brought your mom a brownie with some, like, ice cream on it or something. I don't know. And she's like, oh, isn't that just so cute? It's so cute. And
aren't I cute? That's what she said.
And I didn't say it. No, she didn't say, aren't I cute? She
aren't
said
I the cutest?
Cute.
She said it.
No, she was, isn't it the cutest? She was talking about the brownie because I was going to say, well, you're cuter than that or something along the line.
You should have did it.
It's really hard for me to say such cheesy things. No. I just think that they're really fucking dumb. And if I think they're really fucking dumb, then she's gonna think they're really fucking dumb. But girls just don't think like that. Like girls like assholes and girls like cheese. Yeah. And it's just,
I just think it's funny to see them react. I don't even care if it's, I was not trying to make it work. I just think it's hilarious. And I mean, she seemed really nice to us. And she was like when I asked for a steak sauce, she's like, anything else? I was like, awesome steak sauce. She just looked. She was like pissed at me. She's like, you're going to ruin that steak. She said that.
I said that too.
I was like, well, hey, no one else wants steak? I mean, I'm not going to just drench the thing. I just kind of want to. She's like, give me shit on that. And I was like, get out of here. But she was nice. And so, climax of the dinner, right? So we've all been having a good time at the table, flirting with this girl a little bit. She flirted with us a little bit, sort of, seemed like. Being a good waitress. She wants tips.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, it was the waitress thing.
So she gives us the bill. And no, Clayton, have I done this before? Now.
This is like such a white guy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do.
I love
this
it. It's
is
hilarious.
Such a white guy thing to do.
We're, who said it first?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was like, I'm going to leave my number on this, yeah, on this bill. And then Ian Price like, oh, you better do it. You better do it.
I was like, oh, I can't do it too, which means.
That you couldn't do it, but did you end up?
Oh,
yeah, you did.
We ended up doing it. We both put the number.
After I put my number, I started putting little hearts around it, and I know you got gel because you wanted to do that too.
That's what I do. I make hearts.
And what did you write above yours? Because
I wrote on mine. I wrote, if you need a Valentine, and then it was my number, and then my name. And that was it. And I had also drawn some little hearts around the
and
area of that.
Mine was for a real man, and then my number, and then I put don't trust Max.
Yeah, how about that?
Because, well.
She gave a.
That's it.
She pulled out these pens for us to do this. I had a pink pen. He had a purple pen. She gave another pen to Ian. I don't know, but.
Blue one, I think.
She was like, had colors chosen for us. And I didn't get a text last night from her.
I did. But.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So we had fun with that. Not that we're trying to get a number. Not that we expected to get a number, but the process of it's always fun. We did that once before with another waitress. That was beautiful.
Plaza Aztec, I think. I know I did. I know I left mine. I don't know if you
I
left
think
yours
I did.
At Plaza Aztec.
I think I did. It's oh, wait, Plaza. Oh, wait. Yeah, yeah, we did it then, too.
Yeah,
we've done this
yeah.
three times now.
At least. I was talking with Garrett last night. He'll be on the show eventually. I'll have him call in from Seattle, my brother from Seattle. But he was saying that was a really white guy move and should have just bucked up and asked for her number. Like a black guy would do. And next time it's going to happen, I'm just going to be real arrogant and confident, just like confidence dripping off of me and be kind of like dicky to her, you know? That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's that story, which kind of segues into our top 15 women's list.
Yes.
So I don't know why I did this. I kind of started this. I really can't remember why I did it. I just started. I looked up a picture. I guess here's how it really started. I saw a commercial for that AT&T girl. She's real beautiful, I think, and I wanted to learn more about her. And so I was,
you know, for when they're married.
She's like some, I don't know, Russian actress or something like that, and model. She's like a model over in one of those countries. And I came across a really good picture of her. She looked very pretty. She had like little freckles. She was cute, so cute. Ugh. So I put it on I saved it on my little tablet. And then she was sitting there. It looked really creepy. And I was like, well, she shouldn't be alone. Who else should be with her? And I ended up just me. I was like, well, my specials should be with her. So I looked up my specials, which I declared last week, Shakira and Frida Pinto. I found real nice pictures of them that I like. Slapped them on there. So we had these three, like, beautiful girls that I love. And I was like, well, this is creepier. Actually, I made it worse. Well, I might as well go to fool.
I made it worse.
So I started thinking of all the women that I love and that I've fallen in love with that could potentially be specials, and ended up with about 15 of them. And so Clayton did the same. We thought this would be an interesting podcast topic, and so we'd like for you to find yourself a computer or a phone or something that you can search on to look up these women, because we don't feel like making a slideshow for you or any of that. Come on. We already do the podcast. So we're going to go through our top 15 women list, show you who we're loving lately.
You want to go first, or I'll just go
first?
Should
we just do one and one, or?
Mine aren't in any order. Oh, well. We'll just do one list and one list.
Okay, you do one, I do one?
No, list.
Not the whole thing. Alright, so you said me first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, I guess I'll start with my specials, since, they're on there. Shakira. Okay, Shakira's beautiful. If you've never seen Shakira, go ahead and search Shakira. She's got—I got her up here on my tablet a little bit. And I'll describe the picture I have. She's looking like a fierce little tiger. All right, she's like laying out.
You don't have to explain the picture.
What?
If they know who Shakira is, or if they don't, they can look up who Shakira is.
She's beautiful, right? She's got this wiry hair and perfect skin tone, and I've gone into that last episode. She's just perfectly sexy, and she is. I'll start with her. Next, of course, Frida Pinto, actress from Slumdog Millionaires, what she's best known for.
Indian goddess.
The picture I have her, she's like, she's wearing like a leather skirt, and she's like cutting up a pomegranate. Oh, I can't handle it. Can't even handle it. She's got dark hair. It's just beautiful. So she is on this list. All right, so I'll kind of, and again, no order whatsoever. I'm going to start at the bottom corner of my list. Ivanka Trump. I think she's beautiful. She is on The Apprentice is where I've seen her most. When I was watching The Apprentice is that I liked. And she's just really good looking. I mean, she's a businesswoman, all that stuff. And she has a lot of she's a model. So she's got good pictures of her floating around out there. I think she's beautiful. I don't like a lot of, my list kind of blends together as to their characteristics and their, she's one of the few blondes is what I'm trying to say on this list. I don't really care for blondes. So Ivanka Trump. Next. Kate, oh my God, why am I blanking on her last name? I always do this. I always think of Middleton first, but Kate Beckinsale. Kate Beckinsale. I need to find I'll try and find a clip of her talking. If you've never heard Kate Beckinsale talk, that's what got me. All right. She sounds like a princess of England or something. She's got this like amazing accent. She sounds so royal, and she's good looking. She's in those what are those movies that I've never seen with the vampire Underworld movies. She's got a great body. She talks really not in those.
She's real small. I like that. Small too. I got a lot of.
She's so classy. Whenever she goes on talk shows like Conan or wherever I've seen her on, she's really always dressed real classy. She's just like a really classy, royal seeming
lady,
and I love her for that. So she is on my list. I want to get the name of this next actress right because I don't necessarily have it with my heart. As mentioned before, I'm a big fan of Sherlock and Molly on Sherlock. Her name is Louise Brealey is the actress's name, and she's just she's a little cutie pie. She's not amazingly gorgeous like some of the women on this list, but
is that the lab person?
Yes, it's the lab person in Sherlock, and she's just she's cute for her loyalty and her brains and her spunk, and that's why I like her. She's still cute. Alrighty, next. So I gotta find her name. I guess I'll skip to someone else. I gotta find the name of a couple others too, because I don't have their name memorized. I'm awful. All right.
Oh, you don't have their name on the list? It's a list.
Well, it's not a list. I'm going off their pictures. I'll go to someone that I do know. Okay, Ella Fisher. Do you guys know who Ella Fisher is? She is in Hot Rod. She's the girl in that. She's Wedding Crashers. Breakout role in that.
She's real small, too. I like
that. So she's really small. She's got red hair. She's so beautiful, guys. She's so beautiful. Look her up right now. You doing it? Ella Fisher.
It's like I-S-L-A, right? Yeah.
Okay, I'll move on to someone else I know. Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway was once my number two special, believe it or not. It was Shakira and Anne Hathaway. And you know what happened?
What happened?
Everyone found her. She came up. She was basically Batman. After Batman, everyone knew who it was. Okay. And I'm trying to find some names in the background here. I apologize, everyone. It's difficult to do. So, I found her name. She got off the list because everyone else started liking her.
If you
see her in her prime, she's like so sexy in her prime, and then she cut her hair, okay?
I feel like she has a small head.
She does have a small head. And the pixie cut really shows that. When she has got long, dark hair, which is my weakness, everyone, when she's got long, dark hair, she's got a real nice body, she's attractive. She's good, but she cut her hair and was really acting really weird all the time on talk shows and Ellen and stuff like that, and she just was removed. She was removed from my list.
So she had to abdicate her throne.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Oh. Well, you know, they're subject to change.
Yeah.
It's illegal. It's your top.
Yeah, I mean, and I often wonder if, I don't know how long my women will stay on, but anyway, so she's on my top 15 list. Next, Penelope Cruz. Oh, man, do I like Penelope Cruz. If you ever hear her speak, Penelope Cruz, I'm trying to think of what she's in, but she's just at the...
Vicky Cristina Barcelona is one. I don't think you ever saw that, though.
No.
No, you didn't see that? That was a good movie. That's Scarlett Johansson, Javier Bardem. Good one.
She's so...
Was she... No, that was Selma Hayek in Desperado. Yeah.
She's not in a whole lot of big stuff.
That I can
think of. The biggest thing she was in was like the Pirates of the Caribbean movies and...
The fourth one or whatever. I didn't even see it.
Exactly. And so she's not in, I don't know, I can't think of a big thing she's, but she's so beautiful and her accent's so sexy, everyone. She deserves to be on the list. Alright, I'll keep moving. Now she was always in the running. Ariana Grande. Okay. Now she if you've seen what's that One Less Problem video? No, not even that one. She looks so good in there. Alright, she's our age. She's big brown eyes, long brown hair. I can't handle that stuff, okay? She's a great singer, which I like too, but she's just really beautiful. I fell in love with her before everyone else, okay? All right?
Yeah.
I found her like two Christmases ago. She was singing one of the Christmas songs. Maybe Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, maybe not. No, you know what? It was just a traditional Christmas song, and I don't remember which one. But she was wearing these fucking earmuffs, okay? These white earmuffs. She was all bundled up in New York. She was doing it live. And she sounded amazing. It was the first time I ever heard her before. After that, I looked up her first album or whatever. And I was just like, wow. Okay, this is the girl. This is the one. She is beautiful. And then everyone found her after that, which I guess I couldn't avoid it. She's very talented, I think, at singing. But Everyone found her after that, and she's kind of been, she got...
With Big Sean.
That's
a shame.
Ass shot around the world of her being nude and stuff, and, well, what can you do? But she is on the list. So, next we'll go on to Kate Mara, okay? Mm. Kate Mara is...
Kate. Mm.
She is most known for House of Cards. She is the, what's her name in that,
Zoe
in House of Cards. She's beautiful. I don't know what to tell you. She's small. She's beautiful. She's also going to be Mrs. Fantastic.
Yeah.
In the new Fantastic Four. Yeah.
She's got like blonde hair in that though. She doesn't. It's weird.
She doesn't look good.
She doesn't
in that.
Look as good.
She doesn't look good in that. When she's
It only showed flashes of her. She wasn't. And like, I mean, I don't know. She looked kind of wrecked in those, but I don't know.
Oh man, she in House of Cards. She just. I love her in that. I can't stand it. So keep going. Samantha Barks. I didn't have to look up her name. I'm kind of proud. I think that's her right name. But she is the. She plays Eponine in Les Misérables. Okay, she's the one. Now she's actually a Broadway actress. She's the only one that actually was like.
Fantastic not a, yeah. voice.
She's beautiful. If you look her up, she's the one trying to get after Eddie Redmayne in there and.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for her because I think she's beautiful and
she's
really good at singing.
Way hotter than Amanda Seyfried.
Amanda Seyfried
has those like spread eyes.
Hot. You look her up right now. She's classy too. She's real classy. And
is she British? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know either.
No, probably not. Well, I don't know.
Who knows? Okay, I'll go on now. Lead singer of Paramore, Hayley Williams. I believe it's
Hayley.
I actually do think it's as I say. It might be. It's spelled weird. It's like H A Y L E Y.
There's a Y before the L.
H A. Yeah.
Or is it just H A L E Y? Because that's still Haley.
Oh yeah, it probably is. But you know how I am about phonetics. I refuse.
All
right, Haley Williams. Whatever. Yeah, it is H A Y L E Y Williams. And if you just watch, that's what
it's
you
still
get.
Haley.
Hey. Oh, yeah, it is Haley. It is. I just pronounce things how I see, and I refuse. Anyway, watch That's What You Get. That's What You Get by Paramore. Her and that, it was like her. She's just this young little spunk. She's really, really small. She's got like fiery red hair. She actually looks really bad a lot of the times. So I can't lie. She has like blue hair sometimes. But
there's certain pictures where she looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I know what
you mean. My gosh. She looks so beautiful sometimes. But she also looks really bad sometimes when she's screwing out their hair. So she's beautiful. Watch That's What You Get.
I
fell
gap,
in love with her because
dude,
of that.
I don't know if she still has the gap. I think she might have got it fixed. But originally she had a gap.
I see some gap in some of these recent pictures.
Well, she probably still has a gap then.
Yeah. And so she's on my list. She's stunner. Okay. So now I'll go to some of my picks that I struggled with the names with because they're not very well known. First one. Her name is Carolina Wydra. Who's this? She's House's wife, everyone.
Mm.
She's the wife of Dr. House in House. When
the Russian,
towards the later seasons
Russian.
When she... Yeah, she's from Russia in the season. Her character, Dominika Petrova. So beautiful, this woman, okay? If you have seen House, you know who I'm talking about, potentially. And her dancing around in the apartment or her just being a perfect, loving housewife. Oh, she's beautiful. She's so beautiful. Look her up. Carolina Wydra, W-Y-D-R-A. So that's her. She's on my list, baby. Next is, I referenced this earlier, AT&T girl. Okay. Her name is Milana Weintraub. Okay. Milana Weintraub. Or you can just type in AT&T girl like I did.
Yeah.
And she's just cute. If you just watch those AT&T commercials, she's got big brown eyes. Her hair's in a ponytail. I can't handle that kind of stuff. And she's just really cute.
Sounds like you can't handle a normal girl. Like,
no,
I
can't.
More brown eyes. Brown hair.
No, I'm a sucker for if I
looking
at my,
that's just like a normal girl.
Yeah, looking at my list, there is not one person without brown eyes.
Huh.
I don't know what it is. I blame Aladdin. I think that Disney vastly influenced my who I like in my women. But well, then again, if I go back to before Aladdin, I've always liked. I don't know something about brown eyes. There actually is some psychology around brown eyes that evolution is that we to seek out women. Okay.
Well, blue eyes are a genetic mutation.
Yeah. Well, we're primed to. Brown eyes are trickier because it makes their pupils look bigger, which means that they are attracted to us. And my dumb mammal brain believes that because she's more interested in me, even though she's not, it appears as though she is because of her brown eyes. I can't see the outlines of her pupil as well as I would have in a brown eye. It looks like she likes me more, which makes me consequently like her more. And that's, there's some literature on that a little bit. If they will artificially take two pictures, one of them, they'll make the pupils bigger. You will automatically think the one on the right's more attractive. And you won't really know why, but that is why. So that's kind of a little bit of why maybe I like brown eyed girls. Maybe it's because I have low self-confidence. Maybe that's what that means. But yeah, I don't know what it is. Brown eyes, can't handle them. Brown eyes and long dark hair, can't handle that. So, Milana Vandrum. Next. Okay, her name is Carly Foulkes, F-O-U-L-K-E-S. Who's she? She's known as the T-Mobile girl. T-Mobile girl. I don't know what it is about me and cell phone girls, but cell phone company girls. She's the one, she's like a really good model. She's wearing tight leather, riding motorcycle all around. She's cute. You know what I'm talking about. And I think that's everyone.
That's all? 15? Yeah. Covered all 15?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, so I'll just jump into mine because we're at an hour and 10 minutes already.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, obviously, my number one, not in any specific order, but I'll start out with my specials, Rooney Mara. Just love her. Always have since I've seen her in the first time I saw him. Then my number two special is Lauren Mayberry, singer for Churches, lead singer for Churches. She's like just overall on my list. I have a lot of like short, petite girls, like really tiny girls. I don't know why I like that. It's probably because I'm short and would like a girl shorter than me.
Makes
sense. So, but and then Kate Mara, of course.
Oh, you bastard!
Well,
that's all right.
Well, yeah. So I mean, the Mara girls.
I can't blame you.
Yeah, something about them. It's their face. It's like I don't know. It's like
Rooney doesn't do it for me though. I don't.
I love Rooney. Well, maybe you know, that's right. And then Ellen Page, another tiny girl. She's like cute. Really tiny.
She's
though.
She's a cutie.
So, yeah, I like Ellen Page. She just recently came out. She's a lesbian. Oh, yeah. So not like I've really ever had a chance anyway. But now I super really don't have a chance. But you know, whatever. And then Emmy Rossum. Oh my goodness, dude, I love Emmy Rossum.
Oh, man.
She's got like the curly hair and the just nice, pretty face. And she could sing.
She was
in Phantom of the Opera. She was
to me. She was the only thing that could make Dragon Ball tolerable. I think she was really hot in Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh, yeah.
So
she
hot.
Bulma in Dragon Ball.
Yep. Yeah. She was. Oh, she's beautiful, and she's really young too.
She's like 28 now.
Yeah.
Which. That means in, like, Phantom of the Opera, she was, like, really young. Mm-hmm. Like, when did that even come out? Like, 04, I think.
I'll look it up.
I think it was 04. Yeah, but...
I think you're right on that, though.
Then I have Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence used to be one of my specials, but...
The special.
Yeah. Well, no, Rooney was always number one.
2004,
Jennifer
Lawrence, by the way.
2004, yeah. So. Jennifer Lawrence was number two, but after The Hunger Games, everybody fucking jumped on that ship.
Mm-hmm.
So she got demoted. The next one I have is Sophie Turner. Get to see what exactly she is in. She's the redheaded chick on Game of Thrones. She's like young. She's like 18. She's about to turn 19. So I've liked her for a while, but I guess she's about to turn 19, so it's okay. It's okay for me to like her. She's about to be 19, but yeah, I think she's really pretty.
Oh,
and
I
more
see.
Recently, I've been into like red hair. I don't know why, but I don't know. My dad always was into red hair. I've never liked red hair until recently, but I could fucks with it. Next, Paula Patton. I'm gonna look that one up, Max, because I don't think you know who she is. She was in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. She is creamy caramel girl, and she's just like cute.
Oh, she is pretty good looking.
Bubbly and pretty and whew, oh man, I like her.
What's her relationship to Robin Thicke? What's up with that? Nothing? I don't know.
They might have been married. Might have been. I'm not sure. I don't know, but I like her. I don't like Robin Thicke. So, next on my list is Jessica Chastain, another redhead. I think she's 35. I think she's the oldest one on my list, which is okay. But she's just I like me some Jessica Chastain. I think I really started liking her in Zero Dark Thirty. Normally, I'm not too hot on the war movies, but that one I liked. So, yeah. Next on my list is strictly for the booty is Iggy Azalea.
Oh.
Now, I will say, obviously, she doesn't have the prettiest face or whatever, and I get that, but I don't think she's like ugly. Like a lot of people think she looks like, I don't know, a dog or something. I don't agree with that. I like her.
I think
but
she's a good looking face.
I think she has an all right looking face, but just that big fucking ass. I can't control myself around like a giant ass, and she has like she has a big giant ass. Next, Yui Ichikawa.
Oh, how do you spell that?
It's Y U I space I C H I K A W A, and she was the girl in she was the girl in the Japanese Grudge. I think it was like Ju-on or something. But oh man, like I love Japanese girls. They're all like little and they giggle a lot.
Oh, she's
and, like,
pretty
all
cute,
that.
No doubt about it.
Undoubtedly.
Oh wow, yeah, good choice.
One of the cutest Asians I've ever seen. Hmm. Next, Keira Knightley.
Ah, good
She's
choice.
Just like, I don't know, like she kind of seems to be more regal,
yeah.
Upstanding, very womanly.
It's that accent.
Yes. Oh, the accent definitely doesn't hurt. And Emma Watson, I really like. She's like thinner and she's got the accent too. And it's just, you felt like you grew up with her during Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've loved her since the jump. But next, Taylor Schilling.
Taylor Schilling.
She's like the main girl from Orange is the New Black, and I didn't want to watch this originally because I thought it'd just be a bunch of dumb girl humor, which, I mean, it does have a lot of dumb girl humor. But, like, I fell in love with her after episode one. Like, it was very quick with her. I like blonde hair. Max is more into the long.
I like long all women. Let's get that straight. But I tend to gravitate, yes.
But I like blonde hair. And she's got, like, the blonde hair, and, like, she's not, like, especially, like, curvy or anything, but I really like her face. And kind of, like, her personality, at least on the show. She seems, like, really cool. And my last one is Megan Good. Max, you know who this is?
Not by name.
I originally saw her in My Cousin Skeeter. She was, I don't know, that main guy's like he had a crush on her or whatever, and she's just like the prettiest black girl. She's like so pretty, and she's got like so I mean a lot of these are like from when I was younger. Like I've liked them for a while, like Emmy Rossum and Ellen Page and Emma Watson, Megan Good, like throwback classics. Like I grew up with them. I love them. So that's kind of like the way I was doing mine.
Yeah.
No, that's all mine. There's 15 of them.
Well, there you have it, everyone.
Yeah. So we're gonna head out now, guys. No. It's been
we're running long,
an hour and 17 minutes, and I hope you've enjoyed yourself somewhat. But yeah, we'll see you next week, and we hope you guys have a good week. So this is Clayton Black, and
I'm Max, of course,
and we hope you have a nice day.